This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Started this program 1 hour ago, Todd, when you didn't look like a wreck. Todd looks like a wreck today, but it's intentional. He's looking like a wreck on purpose. He's getting a makeover, a Halloween makeover right now, live on Facebook. So you could be forgiven for not remembering. But here's what I said. In the news today, you're going to hear about a lawsuit from Spirit Lake against the rulings related to our voter ID law in North Dakota. That has long been the law, but has been challenged in court again and again and again. I don't actually think this is a problem. That's why I'm asking anybody in the Native American community who believes they, in fact, have been a victim of an effort to suppress their vote. I understand there's going to be individual stories about what do I do, whatever. My problem is, my point is, you can fix that. I don't think this is a problem. And I'm admitting that 100% in hopes it will prompt somebody to say, wait a minute, to get on the phone. And we're 1 hour in and nobody's pointed out a problem yet. And I've said, I'll just listen. I want to know. So the invitation remains open, folks. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer was the victim of a mobbing this morning. I'm joking. But it's actually a political mobbing because he's at Red Moose Coffee in Tioga. And evidently the place is packed with people that are wanting to chat with him. So he's on his way. I told him, bring them all over here because we have coffee, we have donuts and pastries, but cookies and pastries and coffee at Neset in Tioga, Highway 40, just a little bit north of town, the Talk Radio Town Hall here today. And again, it's open to the public to join us until 11 o'clock today. If you have a question or comment, come by, have a cup of coffee, sit down, meet Congressman Cramer, and ask a question. Simple as that. So, Congressman Cramer's on the phone. Are you driving that massive distance between the Red Moose Coffee in Tioga and Neset? Is that what you're up to?
Well, I'm attempting to, Scott, but I'm being held hostage by a whole bunch of KTGO listeners, and they don't want to budge. So, actually, I'm going to head your way now, but I wanted to let you know I'm on the way, and there's a whole bunch of, like I said, a bunch of listeners right here at downtown. So,
well, tell them to come on over to Neset with us. Come on over. They can come over. Keep the party going. Kathy has the coffee on. So
Kathy has the coffee. Yeah, well, listen, the Red Moose makes really good coffee, too, you know.
I'm not trying to take away from a business. I'm just saying they can come back to Red Moose.
If we were having a debate, I'd be ahead 1-0 right now.
Exactly right. Well, bring the Red Moose coffee and come on over and tell them to join the fun.
Some of them might want to do exactly that. So between now and the first commercial break here, should we talk while I'm on my way?
It's totally up to you. If you want to finish saying hi there, I got a couple calls waiting here. I can chat with them while you're on your way.
No, you can put them through if you want. I'm heading that way, and anybody else who wants to follow me, is that fair?
Did they groan or did they collapse? Did they groan?
No,
or did
they're
they
all staring at me like, "Are you kidding?" They're very curious about this live radio show taking place right in front of them. Like, what is wrong with these two guys?
Ask them if there's anyone willing to talk to Scott.
Okay, he wants to know if there's anybody here willing to talk to Scott. Nah. Sure. Okay, I've got a guy here that wants to talk to you.
Reluctantly, one guy's going to take one the team.
No, I think he's pretty eager, actually.
Is he fired up? Okay. Yeah. Right.
I think he's pretty eager. Here, I'm going to put him on right now. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Scott Schrader.
Hey, Scott. So, where are you from?
I'm from Tioga.
Right there in Tioga. Fantastic.
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about your time this morning with Congressman Kramer. What'd you hear?
Some good things about why he's pretty good for North Dakota. He's obviously just supporting local business and what his thoughts and views are on Measure 3. And I asked him about how is he dealing with all the negative attack ads that have been towards him. And so I got to ask him a couple questions. That was pretty good.
That's awesome. Are you fired up about this election?
Yes, sir. So much, in fact, that I've already voted.
You've already voted. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
Well, good to chat with you and appreciate you. Come on over. Bring the rest of the crew over to Nesset. We've got coffee. I understand they brought it in from the from that beautiful place that you're at there right now, and it is beautiful. The Red Moose Coffee in Tioga. Sounds good.
Yes,
nice
sir.
To meet you.
You as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks a bunch. You bet.
Bye bye.
All right.
How about that?
That's pretty cool. Some of us are on our way.
Yeah, I love it. That's fantastic.
There's Dennis. Another great KTGO celebrity, Dennis Lindahl.
that's
fun.
Sounds like fun, man alive. You know it's days away from the election when folks are just coming out in droves and all excited. I got one question by text here I want to ask you while you're driving,
sure.
So we can get started. Can Congress or the president put an end to the time change?
Leave it where it is now.
People and businesses would rather have a little light in the evening when they get home or to keep working. It's a nightmare for businesses dealing with the other states that refuse to change. So a time change question for you.
Wow. I don't know if Congress can do that. You know, the time zones thing is an international thing, obviously. Counties can petition, I think it's the Department of Transportation, to be included in a different time zone. And states can do the same thing, Scotty. So, let me look into that and try to either get an answer by the end of the show or in a future show. But I do know, like I said, counties is different. I've often wondered what would happen if there was a chain reaction about the time situation and every state is reconciled to say we're all going to be, the whole country is going to be central time zone. I don't know how that would look. Maybe DOT would decline that. There's obviously some value to it too, but
those are the kind of questions that I honestly love on the talk radio town hall, because
I do too.
It just everybody has a different concern, and that's why we love doing this. If you have a question for Kevin today, 701-367-2054 to text it, call us at 800-228-0550, or come to Nesset Consulting Service, now known as Nesset in Tioga, North Dakota. Let's see here. Tim, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
I am, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I have a question for you, Congressman Kramer, and thanks for taking my call. I noticed in the new NAFTA thing or the new trade deal that we got with Canada, there's not a lot in there for the small family farming and ranching. It seems to heavily favor big ag. And I'm an RCAF member, and I'm very concerned about that. I'm concerned that the only time that we ever had $2 a pound feeder cattle in this country was when our country of origin labeling was fully implemented. Are you going to work as a congressman to try and return our country of origin labeling and also bring back our GPSA rules? We have no protections out here, against the packer cartels. Mm-hmm. And that's my question. And I do intend to vote for you. I think you're a far better alternative than the other side. So
sure. No, I appreciate that, Tim. So a couple of things. You're right about the country of origin labeling issue. It was interestingly, early on, it was a pretty high priority for the Trump administration because it applied not only to beef, but to all products. I mean, agriculture, manufacturing, other industrial products. They wanted to have much clearer definition of country of origin or the origin of products, even components, frankly. And some of that did get worked out. On the country of origin labeling issue, the livestock, that did not get changed. However, what did get changed, which I think is relevant and helpful, is they did raise standards for biosanitary phytosanitary standards and all those things, which helped bring some reconciliation.
Hold that thought, if you would, Congressman Kramer, and Tim will get you the rest of the answer. Live from Nesset, Tioga today for a Talk Radio Town Hall. Stop by, folks. Join us at What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hurry! There's still time to look for the pink at the pump to fight breast cancer. If you choose the pink E15 nozzle when you fill up, 3 cents per gallon is donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute for every gallon of E15 purchased now through Halloween. Save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. Choose the pink E15 nozzle today at Fargo locations of PetroServe USA, or Bismarck, or Castleton, or Mandan, or Valley City, or stop by Valley Dairy's 2401 South Columbia Road location in Grand Forks to fill up, Tesoro in Winemere, or Dakota Plains CHS at 807 West Main Street in Valley City. Plus PetroServe USA locations in West Fargo, 1772 West Main, and 239 West Main. Choose pink at the pump. E15 to fight breast cancer. Hurry, this special offer ends October 31st.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dakota, can you talk to somebody on the radio that's across town at a coffee shop and 4 minutes later have them show up and shake your hand? How in the world does that work? But he told me he was a first-time caller, so Krista, we're going to have to get a My Pillow for that gentleman. Where is he? Right there. Right there in the... Scott, right? Yeah. Can't forget that name. And we'll get you a My Pillow. Yeah, we usually do that on Fridays, but for Tioga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly right. We're big fans of this fine city. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us now in person. Yes. And much of the crowd from the coffee shop followed you here, which is fabulous.
That's very cool, isn't it?
Yeah. And and all of you should know that if you step up to the microphone, you can ask a question. Okay, you just stepped up there, and I'll ask your name, and you can ask a question, Congressman Cramer. So go ahead, calls on the phones as usual, 800-228-0550. And Kathy has such a beautiful location here. We have a fireside chat today.
Isn't that nice?
In addition to the...
It feels really good, too, by the way.
Yeah, in addition to the Talk Radio Town Hall. Did you have anything more for Tim on the on his concerns?
Hi, Kathy. No, I don't, other than... So the reconciling of the biotech standards and the phytosanitary standards really are... And by the way, it applies to crops as well as livestock. So, you know, that should help equalize things a bit. I think we still have work to do on the, perhaps on the labeling side. Although I would say also, there is no law against labeling an American product, if it's start to finish. I think Tim's concern is, that there's such a cartel. He used the term cartel, on the packing side, that there's too much of a, you know, monopoly, if you will. And it's hard for new, you know, entries to the business model that provides more marketing. So I think we need to continue to look at ways to, if we can't change the country of origin labeling, you know, in the NAFTA, that there are ways that we can find to market our products. I also think the other opportunity that we have now more than ever is to market as a continent around the world. Obviously, there are tremendous opportunities for beef sales to other countries and other livestock, of course, and other meat products to other countries. And to the degree we can do that as a continent where it's beneficial, I think we can put a lot more emphasis there.
All right, let's go. Thanks, Tim, by the way, for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate
good,
that
good
very
call,
much.
Tim. Thank
and
you.
The other issue, by the way, that I asked you about related to what we thought might have been a time zone question was a daylight savings time question. They texted back and said daylight savings is what they were wondering if
Congress and
the president, you know, had
good
a say on.
Point. Okay, I don't know that they do. We'll check on that. That is different. You're right. For the life of me, you know, if there ever was a logical reason for changing, it certainly doesn't exist any longer. So let me check in that and see if we can do that.
All right, let's go to John. And wait a minute, CJ from DAC Diesel is here. I'm sorry, we got to get CJ in to say a quick hello.
Oh, sure.
One of our fine sponsors on the program was probably, as usual, busy working away. What's happening at DAC Diesel Bismarck today, CJ?
Oh, just assembling a few engines. Got a Duramax here that we're assembling, and... I was waiting on a few parts on the Kubota, so working on that right now too. So, and then I got a new tech starting today, so it's a busy day. The funny thing is I've never really had an opportunity to talk to Mr. Cramer, and there's always a question that I've been wondering due to the fact I'm a small business owner. May I ask it, Scott?
Of course you can. Absolutely.
Good, because I wanted to ask CJ a question, too, about
how to fix a
education. No, he's already stumped me on that part.
Go ahead, CJ. Ask your question.
Okay, well, the one question I have, as a small business owner, well, for one, my youngest son has diabetes.
Okay.
And I got forced out of my Blue Cross Blue Shield plan in 2015, Blue Cross and Blue Shield dropped me and said that they could no longer afford to keep me on my old plan.
Right.
And my old plan, I spent like $800 a month or something like that. And, you know, it was something that was feasible. They covered, you know, a lot of the, you know, the insulin, the needles, syringes, all that stuff. They did a very good job of covering it. But now what's going on is, you know, well, I basically had to get Obamacare. And the first year on Obamacare, it was up at like $1,200. The second year, which was 2017, it jumped up to $1,400. And now this year, I'm paying like $1,841. And what they cover in prescription costs is just terrible. And is there ever going to be another option, you know, like down the road? I'm basically at a point, my out-of-pocket expenses because of my son having diabetes between prescriptions and Blue Cross and Blue Shield, I'm spending almost $2,800 a month out of my own pocket.
Yeah, so
I'm a small business owner, and I own, you know, I make too much money to go and get onto Obamacare where they, you know, subsidize it or whatever. I'm spending basically a small fortune in health care.
Yeah, your story is a very familiar one. You know, it's been shared by me by many other people who have similar experiences, and it demonstrates the flaw in Obamacare. But it also, to be fair, CJ, it also illustrates the flaw in the previous system where, you know, you're either running up against caps or you were thrown off because of the cost of it or the expense to the insurance company. And so this is why we've got to be about it. Will there be an option? I think there will be. You know, the president did, as a matter of executive order, CJ, did something that we've done in the House, but the Senate's never passed, and that is provide an opportunity for association plans so that small businesses could associate with each other. Maybe it's an NFIB, maybe it's Farm Bureau, maybe, you know, and associate even across state lines to create that pool that provides the same could provide the same kind of options and coverage as a large employer plan. And that's where pre-existing conditions are already covered. And we'd want to do that anyway in any plan. We've always have in the Republican plans, but you have a group plan that should help bring down the cost, provide more options. So that'd be one way I would look at it. The other thing, CJ, is that when you're forced into the Obamacare exchange, you have a one-size-fits-all plan.
Yep.
No question about it. And not one size does not fit all. And yep. You have some very specific and important needs, obviously, with your son. You know, I have a niece and her husband and family, two young kids. They're in their low 30s, the niece and her husband. And they similar, almost identical to your story. They had to go on individual exchange. My niece's husband has diabetes. They can barely afford the premium, but they can't even afford to really go to the doctor because they're, you know,
the deductible is
another $15,000 during the year. And so, you know, you're now at over $30,000 before you get a benefit, and he can't afford the insulin. So all the incentives point in the wrong direction with this. So yeah, we're going to try to continue to move forward, get something more like a Graham-Cassidy or an American Healthcare Act that we've already passed in the House. The Senate's not been able to pass, which provides much, much more flexibility and sends the money to the states.
Yeah, I mean, it needs work, not politics. It needs work.
Yeah.
Good, solid work. CJ, thanks, by the way. You need diesel repair.
He needs techs, so we have to talk about education.
Yeah, and he just hired one. How about
that?
And then we'll talk education.
Yeah.
DakDiesel.com. Call him at 701-210-0888. More coming up from Tioga and Nessa.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Carson Wentz shops here. Why wouldn't you? Vince Webker is here, the owner, and my neighbor. So I can tell you can trust this guy and his great team here. Tell us why your hot tubs are better.
Well, Hot Springs invented the portable hot tub in 1977. Does that make it better? No. The things we do and how we engineer it do, we call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Those are the three big differences to whether you use this a lot or not at all. And believe me, we want you in hot water. We need you in it because you're better physically, mentally, and relationally.
And you are the only saltwater hot tub?
The only one. Do your research. A lot of our competitors will claim they have salt water, but do your research. You'll understand why Ace Salt Water is the one and only on the market.
Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Muslims angrily protesting in the streets of Pakistan today. that after Pakistan's Supreme Court overturns a Christian woman's conviction for blasphemy against Islam, the mother of four had been on death row for 8 years and became the first woman sentenced to death by hanging under Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws. But again, her conviction was overturned on Wednesday by Pakistan's highest court. President Trump insisting that birthright citizenship will be ended one way or another, tweeting this morning that, quote, many legal scholars agree that birthright citizenship is not covered by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
We've been here before. Let's act like it.
The Boston Police Commissioner is speaking there to revelers who are starting to celebrate Red Sox World Series victory with a parade at this hour. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Clear message. You got a very clear decision you can make. You can keep things going the way they've been going, where you have a president that's actually paying attention to North Dakota. He's creating jobs, doing amazing things. Or you can reverse all of that. It's very, very simple. It's jobs versus mobs. It's results or resistance. And you guys are a part of it. So you guys can choose. You guys can choose on Tuesday. And it's up to you.
Donald Trump Jr. in our exclusive interview yesterday on What's On Your Mind. Also did one on television last night with Congressman Kramer and Donald Trump Jr. John in Williston wants to talk about that. We're going to do that in just a moment here. Live from Messett in the Tioga today, oil capital of North Dakota. But for Henry and Harry and Mary Bakken in 1951, we might not have the miracle we have of the Bakken. Pretty amazing. And it all started right here, and Kathy Nesset does a wonderful job honoring that legacy and supporting this great community of Tioga. And I know you wanted to welcome Kevin officially, but thank you very much for having us today.
Good morning very much to both of you, Scott and Congressman, soon to be Senator Kramer here. This is America.
Isn't this America?
This is our high school, Tioga High School, right? Yeah. Here we are. And this is what it's all about. But thank you. You know, my point, Kevin, when you get into the voting booth and you look at your ballot and you want to make your decisions, you want to do it from an educated point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, you're taking the time to get out here and answer these questions for these young adults. I thought that last question was excellent also. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to your answer on that. But thank you. Welcome to Tioga.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for your hospitality as always. And, Kathy, thank you for your major role in our booming economy in an environmentally friendly way to utilize resources that God gave us and do it in a way that hires lots of people and provides lots of resources for our government to fund necessary priorities. We could probably take a few off the bottom of that priority list. But just thanks for everything that you do for us.
You're welcome. And I absolutely love what we do here. I know it's I'm a believer. It's one person, one family at a time.
Yeah.
That's how we make America great again. It's the one-on-one. It is the understanding. It's the learning. It's providing those jobs. It's by doing those jobs. That's what makes America great.
Amen. I agree.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for having us. Appreciate the great hospitality. Coffee, pastries, cookies, they're on. Enjoy them as you join us, as well as anybody here. Please grab that microphone and ask a question. Happy to have you do that here today. We'd love it. We did have a question during the break related to the ACA and the challenge
constitutionally. That's obviously been a big part of the campaign, and you know, I think it's sort of unfair sometimes that you know, other people, especially your opponent, get to decide what are the issues that you get asked about, and yeah. And just is how it is with the, mm-hmm. the vast majority of the fake news media. Being left-leaning, they just sort of go all in and think that's the biggest deal. But if somebody's really not following that closely and said, well, wait a minute, if that gets overturned, I lose my pre-existing condition, you'd say what?
Well, first of all, we'd have to come up with an alternative because the ACA would go away. And the nice thing about that is that it forces the issue, whereas you can't have Democrats just stonewalling so that they can maintain Obamacare, the disaster it is. So there are a lot of good things that would happen with that, like return to a more market-based healthcare system. But the forcing of the issue would require Congress, both the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats alike, to come up with a plan. And the first plan I would want them to offer up would be something like was offered in the Senate, and that is Graham Cassidy, which provides a large block grant directly to states with tremendous flexibility for states, governors, and legislative bodies to come up with a plan that serves the purposes and the benefit of the states.
Make sure I want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So if, for instance, you'd been successful in the Congress of repealing
right.
ACA, or it is done in the courts, and I'm not sure how anybody wouldn't want to have whatever they. I don't want pre-existing condition coverage if it's not constitutional.
Right.
That's how much I think of the Constitution. But you know, and of course that isn't. But there's other parts of it that are being challenged. But I'm
right.
saying there's nothing wrong with what's happening. You know, by challenging it, because we find out if it's constitutional
well,
or not, right?
Every time we introduce a bill, we sign a constitutional statement verifying that the constitutionality of the bill has been...
And the court is going to check that.
And the court is going to check that.
And my point is, if they don't, if they end up saying, nope, it is not constitutional, or if you had repealed it in the Congress, what you're saying is a pot of money comes back to North Dakota. The previous bill that lost by one vote would have given North Dakota some of the highest... you know, grant opportunities per capita of anybody in the country, and then you make sure you take care of your own citizens rather than waiting for the federal government.
It literally would have been more money than comes into North Dakota now, but we'd be able to customize it with certain principles, and we'd want these principles in place, one of them being that pre-existing conditions are guaranteed to be covered by insurance companies. But the other difference, though, is that it's companies, not company. We now have only one insurance provider in about half of the counties of this country. Only one, not more than one or fewer. And so we want to get back to a market-based solution. But we can embed these principles in law, and we would. And we have in previous attempts by Congress. And by the way, prior to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, in North Dakota, we had a fund for people with pre-existing conditions that protected them. In many states...
Wait a minute, we didn't wait for the federal government to do it?
Imagine that.
We found a way to do it?
And by the way, getting back to sort of what we were talking about with CJ earlier, you go all the way back to the early 1970s when it was law that group plans that are provided by employers or associations had to cover people with pre-existing conditions. So the number of people with pre-existing conditions that wouldn't be covered should the lawsuit prevail, and even for an hour, is a very, very small number in North Dakota. It's 24% of 8% of the people of North Dakota that would fall in that category. It's a very small number.
What I feel bad for is that everybody in this room that doesn't live, breathe, and sleep this like Congressman Kramer does and know the details would watch an ad or even read a newspaper article and go, "What? I am so lost. I have no idea what's up or down." And by the way, don't think less of yourself. You know, I'm the same way at 54. It's crazy the way this is demagogued is the word I would use. I mean, that somehow you scare people and tell them their pre-existing condition coverage is going to go away and you're going to get a vote. It really is disappointing to me. John in Williston for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Who are you? Is this me, Scott?
If your name is John and you're in Williston, I'm talking to you.
That's right. I didn't have a question. I just had a comment on last night, the events. And Congressman Kramer speaks for himself. He's always absolutely just the most affable guy and approachable and just so knowledgeable. And I just, the interaction with him is always top notch. He's just absolutely wonderful guy. And also, found out the same thing about Donald Jr. and Kimberly last night. That was, you know, just, they're just great people. Talking hunting stories, for goodness sakes, with Donald Jr. and my daughter visiting with Kimberly and how, saying how wonderful she is and just a real person. And these guys are out here in country that, you know, the Obamas called the area where we were claiming to Bibles and guns. Imagine the difference between that arrogance and what we saw last night. I mean, it's absolutely crystal clear.
Great comment, John. Appreciate it. I love the fact there was 1,000 people there. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. When we walked into that place, while you right in the front door, you walked in with us. And we walked right through the group, the crowd, as you know, and we were stunned by the numbers.
We have to tell that story. Yeah. So we're across the street, and we're trying to arrange to do the interview that was on POV last night, Point of View, mm-hmm. With Chris Berg, and where we do it and where we were set up versus where they were going to be. And, of course, the Secret Service understandably worry about all this stuff.
Yes, they do.
And Donald Trump Jr. says, let's go. You guys lead the way. He wanted Kevin to lead the law enforcement escort over there, mini motorcade. And let's go to the front door. They say, no, sir, we can't go in the front door. I've been in the front door a lot of times. Let's go in the front door. So we stop at the front of the place. There's this mob waiting to get in, and he just walks right through the middle of them, and they burst into applause.
Yeah, and that was the beginning of a wonderful night. But to John's point about their approachability, we were at the high school. We spoke to 400 Williston High School students before, and I think even Don and Kimberly were a little bit surprised at how supportive they were, how engaging they were, how deep the questions were that they asked. We did a little town hall, and it was really, really fantastic. But one thing I would tell you about the Trump family, and I don't know all of them. I've gotten to know Jared a little bit. I've gotten to know Ivanka a little bit, Don quite well. Of course, the president very well. They are very authentic people. Now, even if you don't like what one of them says or how one of them may say it, it is that the fact that they say whatever is on their mind at any given moment is the part that causes us to trust them more than the who weighs every word. And that's the authentic part of them. And Don Jr. certainly is an authentic guy. He's also a very friendly guy. My wife always marvels at just how very friendly he is. So
nonstop, sleep, just whatever it takes. In fact, this is another fun story. They're trying to get a flight out. Mm-hmm. They had to go from Williston to Denver originally, where they had a flight to the D.C. and that was bad weather. So then they had to switch to Minneapolis. They were mad. He said, "I wanted to be in the office at 8 a.m. and I'm not going to get there till noon." So yeah. I mean, after a night, all the way out here, that's my gosh, pretty extraordinary. Fred in Bismarck. Next question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Great show. I know this is not a front burner hot button issue at this moment in the middle of a hot campaign, but every time I turn on NPR, I want to throw up because I know that my tax dollars are paying for that. And I also know that we're paying an awful lot of money to Planned Parenthood. And we just had control of the government. We had the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And I'm sure there's a good reason why this has not been defunded, but please explain that to me.
Well, my first question is, why do you listen to NPR? If it makes
you
throw up.
That's a very good question. once in a while, you stumble across it. But
yeah, right.
Scott is on the radio business. He has to sell advertising in order to stay on the air. These people stay on the air because of my tax dollars.
Yeah. It's a great point. Yeah, no, you make a great point, Fred, because I think there was a time when there weren't as many options. There weren't as many choices for listeners and for viewers. And so a public television and a public broadcast company, whether it's radio or television, might have made some sense, particularly for providing educational programming that maybe there wasn't a large commercial market for. And yet, although I would argue that there's a very large commercial market now for that as well. And, of course, that was long before there was cable and other options, streaming and whatnot. So, Fred, maybe you make a pretty good market case. The reason it continues to be funded, I think, is because it like a lot of groups, and you mentioned Planned Parenthood, they're very powerful politically. And they use your tax dollars not only to do programming, but they use their programming.
Yeah, but the Republicans are in control.
I hear
That's not a good answer.
Well, defunding of Planned Parenthood has been a problem in the Senate, not the House.
Not the House. No, that's right.
It's happened a few times. More coming up from Tioga and Nessa today on What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I think he's doing a great job. I think he's done a great job in the House, and I think it's time to, you know, put him up in there in the Senate. I mean, my father needs guys fighting for him. You know, when you look at the alternative and what you have and camp and all these things, I mean, I think it sort of goes without saying. This is a guy that's going to fight for my father and for his agenda and for North Dakota. You know, not for special interests. He's not going to be a Chuck Schumer puppet. You have all that now. You can vote to change it. You can vote to, you know, keep this. Have one of the most simple decisions, you know, frankly, in the country to make. And it seems like it's going that way right now. I'm very excited about it.
Donald Trump Jr., a part of our exclusive interview, and of course, he was in Williston last night. There's also an interview up on POV with that as well. And he said he wants Congressman Kramer to be a Senator Kramer. Does the crowd here agree, by the way? Can you make some noise? Can I hear you? Yeah.
Listen to that right there. Yes, joining us at Neset in beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, where we're broadcasting live today. We have a little fun on Halloween. If you send us a picture, we love seeing our listeners putting a face with the name. Send us a picture today in costume or, you know, with the kids in costume or whatever. And we're giving away a autographed Donald Trump Jr. hat next to Don Jr. and Kevin Cramer. And also a family fun pack for Mall of America. So send us those. Send us your pictures and have some fun. And we're going to do the same for campaign signs too. You've been telling people send you and the campaign those photos of handmade.
Yes.
The most creative ones.
Yes.
Like the ones on the side of the barn.
Yes. Yeah, I like those.
Exactly right. Yes. Send them to us. All right, we're going to go to a question here after I tell you the number to send those photos to, because it wouldn't do any good to not give the number. 701-331-9024. That's the texting photo Halloween hotline, 701-331-9024 for the Halloween photos, for a shot at the Donald Trump autographed hat and the family fun pack. We want the kids to get something, too, from all of America. Okay. We have someone here. Your name is?
Lydia Carr.
Lydia Carr. Lydia, where are you from?
I'm a senior at Tioga High School.
A senior at Tioga High School. Are you going to be sad when it's done, or are you excited to...
A little bit of both.
Decided where you're going to college at?
I'm going to be going to a two-year Bible college to begin with, and then I have undecided plans after that.
Good for you. You have a question for Congressman Cramer?
I do. So, Congressman Cramer, I was wondering if you could give us a few specific examples of how you would be a better representative for North Dakota in the Senate than Heidi Heitkamp.
Wow, thanks for the question, Lydia. I can't wait to find out about your Bible college 2 years. First one, I think, is what we're doing right now. It's called accessibility. The founding fathers created the people's house to be accountable to the people. They created the Senate to be accountable to the legislative, to the state legislatures. The 17th Amendment did away with that. And unfortunately, senators now take 5 years off, you know, every election cycle. It's a little bit of an exaggeration. But my point is I try to remain as accessible as I can, and I'm blessed by that, and hopefully. And that's a major difference between her and me. But policy-wise, things like Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you know, North Dakota, the number one per taxpayer recipient of the benefits, she voted against it, I voted for it. She supports, quite aggressively supports, sanctuary cities. The idea of sending taxpayer dollars from hardworking North Dakotans to San Francisco so they can harbor illegal aliens just makes zero sense to me. She supported the Iran nuclear deal, which gave more money, billions of dollars, to Iran to fund not their own economy or their own people, but rather to fund Hezbollah and Hamas and other terrorist groups, the number one sponsor of state terror. The number one state sponsor of terror. Late-term abortions, Scott, it's hard to believe, but she ran in 2012, same year I ran one, and saying that she would vote to make late-term abortions, pain-capable abortions, illegal if we had an exception for rape, incest, and save the mother's life. We passed that very bill in the House. I was a prime co-sponsor, sent it over to the Senate. She voted the other way. Then, you know, ceremonially high-five Chuck Schumer on the floor to celebrate it. Regulations. She votes for more regulations. She even voted against the RAINS Act that would allow the Congress to oversee regulations imposed by the administration. And I voted for it both with Democratic and Republican presidents. So those are some of the basics, simple, but also very specific examples.
Another question from the audience here. Your name?
My name is Rafael Sunis.
Rafael, where are you from?
Originally from Phoenix, Arizona. Moved here. Go to Tioga High School as a senior.
Wow.
Awesome. That's great. Phoenix to Tioga. That's a pretty common
I love
track.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
We love it. It's great. From all over.
We're glad you're here.
Your question for Kevin.
I think it's a very important question over from the coffee shop that I heard as well was, where's your stance on legalization of marijuana?
Yeah. So I support states' rights to be able to do it. I think the federal government has to... provide some greater guidance and regulatory framework that allows for the appropriate and appropriate banking and financing, because right now what we have is a hodgepodge of states legalizing it without any federal oversight because the federal government has a different, you know, take on it all. But we have to provide that oversight, and then I'll be voting against Measure 3. So while I support the rights of states to do it, I don't support legalization of marijuana, but I don't think the two are mutually exclusive.
Quick question, sir.
Hi, I'm Cameron Taylor, and I would like to ask about all the oiling that we have here. How do you feel about the emissions that the flares give off?
Okay, so what we need to do is we may need to clear the way so that we can streamline the permitting process for the infrastructure that gathers all of that wonderful gas, which is not a waste product, it's a commodity. And there's plenty of incentive for the business community to capture it, except for the regulations that make it difficult for them to do it. So we need that infrastructure to grab it, process it, use it, sell it.
You can ask real quick, but we literally have seconds left. Go ahead, Cameron.
Alrighty, I have another question. How do you feel about the vapor pressure of the oil being shipped?
Real quick answer.
Well, I think North Dakota's addressed that rather well, and the federal government's still sort of monkeying around with it a little bit, but they've provided some guidance, and that's why we've seen safer transportation in recent years.
Tomorrow, what's on your mind? Don't miss it, folks. God bless you, and thanks. Bye, Tioga. Say bye.
Hi, I'm Elise Petlich of Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.